from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Forces battling the Islamic State group in northern Iraq cut off the jihadists' last supply line from Mosul to Syria Wednesday, trapping them in the city for a last stand. A day after the last major bridge over the Tigris in Mosul was bombed by the U.S.-led coalition against the IS, elite forces fighting in the east of the city also reported significant progress. You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. German Chancellor Angela Merkel Wednesday expressed her displeasure with U.S. President-elect Donald Trump for his plans to pull America out of the planned Trans-Pacific Partnership. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
While Merkel didn't mention Trump by name, she said she was not happy about the potential collapse of the trade deal and said future deals will not be as good.
Ich sage Ihnen ganz ehrlich, ich bin nicht froh, dass das transpazifische Abkommen jetzt wahrscheinlich nicht Realität wird.
Merkel says she does not know who will benefit from the failure of the TPP and did not want to speculate. She said she knows only one thing. There will be other trade agreements, and they won't have the standards that the TPP and the anticipated Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership Agreement have. Trump promised Monday that pulling out of the trade deal, which he called a potential disaster for the United States, would be one of his first acts as president. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
At least 9 people were killed and 7 others wounded in cross-border fire, which hit a Pakistani bus in the disputed Kashmir Wednesday, according to officials, is the latest deadly skirmish between India and Pakistan. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley will be named Wednesday as a U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's choice to serve as the country's ambassador to the United Nations. This is VOA News. Lufthansa, the German flagship carrier, said it's canceling 912 flights Thursday, grounding 115,000 more passengers as pilots extend their strike by another day. The airline had already scrapped nearly 900 flights that affected 100,000 passengers Wednesday after pilots staged a walkout in a dispute over pay and working conditions. Aircraft maker Airbus is planning to cut 1,000 more jobs or more in France and Germany. It's part of an ongoing restructuring program that unions at its French headquarters said Wednesday. The payroll reduction could result in outright firings, they said, which would be a first for the company. In the past, Airbus has cut jobs by not replacing departing staff. Iran will retaliate if the United States renews sanctions next month, according to the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei Wednesday. Khamenei said in a televised speech that the issue of the nuclear deal that the current administration has committed several violations, the latest of which is a renewal of the 10-year sanctions, they must know that the Islamic Republic will react against it. The U.S. Congress last week voted to renew long-standing sanctions linked to Iran's ballistic missile test and human rights record that predate the controversy around Iran's nuclear ambitions. Ankara has issued an arrest warrant for the Syrian Kurdish leader Saleh Muslim, accusing him of links to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish media are reporting that Ankara has issued an international arrest warrant for Saleh Muslim, who heads Syria's Democratic Union Party, or PYD. Turkish authorities link Muslim to February's suicide bombing in Ankara, which was reportedly carried out by a PKK splinter group. The issuing of an international warrant could put Turkey's European allies in a difficult spot. The PYD and its militia, the YPG, are viewed by Turkey's Western allies as one of the most effective forces against the Islamic State group. Ankara accuses both the PYD and YPG of being linked to the PKK. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
A revised peace agreement between the Colombian government and rebels of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or the FARC, is to be signed Thursday and sent to Congress for approval. President Juan Manuel Santos said the lives had been lost and many more are at stake. He says we could not forgive ourselves for not having acted promptly and firmly. Almost 9 out of 10 European city dwellers breathe air that's harmful to their health, though the continent's air quality is slowly improving. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.